Hello, hello everyone. Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to MyBiz TV. I'm your host, Jamila Laurie, and today's topic is why you're struggling to hire for your SEO. This topic comes to me from all of the emails and job offers that I'm receiving on my end. It appears that a lot of companies, rather small business or big businesses, are struggling to actually hire people to get their SEO done. And one of the reasons why is the knowledge aspect of it. So if you're not familiar with search engine optimization, SEO, it's essential to the success of your business. You can't attract customers if they can't find you. So one of the big questions right now is your business website optimized for search engines? A lot of companies have slight optimization, but they're not completely optimized, or they're getting some done, or they just simply don't understand it. So one of the most important aspects of search engine optimization is keywords. Before you start optimizing and analyzing your competitors, you want to make sure that you are targeting the correct keywords. You want to choose relevant keywords that are valuable to your customers, basically keywords that they'll actually use. You want to, your online presence is up to you. So you want to make sure you do your research to avoid being penalized by search engines in the future, okay? You have to control the narrative. One of the things I see a lot of companies doing is they're just finding, you know, they're getting that phone call, hey, we offer SEO. We can do everything for you. You don't have to even think about it. We're going to take care of it for you. And they're not happy. They're not seeing the results. They don't understand the results. So you want to get started with your SEO, like, right away, so you can get seen. So your business is getting seen and seen properly in the search engines. So let's see here. The big question is, where do you find someone who can successfully do your SEO and provide results? That's the big issue right now. I think that a lot of companies are under the impression that they can get their SEO completed by one person, and that's it, you know, that they're looking for a certain set of skills. Finding the right person for your company is not an easy task. I see a lot of people turning to the job boards as well as recruiters to hire for this. And a lot of the recruiters are simply just kind of posting, putting out there, grabbing keywords for people who may kind of fit the realm. But hiring an SEO specialist is complicated because there's too many unknowns, and it's hard to tell if they will fit into your company's culture and work style, okay? So I say that to say it's difficult to know who you should hire and what you should be looking for when it comes down to an SEO specialist, because there are so many conflicting opinions on the subject of SEO, what to do, what you actually need, what you don't need, and I want to talk a little bit about that today. So the problem only gets worse when you take into account how competitive it is to find someone with experience in SEO completely. So hopefully this podcast will help you solve those problems and overcome those challenges so that you can find the best SEO expert for your company. Okay, so my shameless plug is, yes, I am an SEO expert. I do have a team, and I'm going to break down to you why I have a team, because I am an expert in my own right, but not in every single aspect of SEO. So let's get into it a little bit and talk about five must-have skills when it comes down to SEO. So what kind of skills do search engine optimizers need to succeed in today's marketplace? Should SEO be solo in doing just SEO and close themselves from, like, other marketing skills that they have? I do run a full-fledged marketing agency, a digital marketing agency, where we do advertising, so pay-per-click, social media, you name it. But our core is SEO because we do understand the challenges that people are finding and running into out there. So the modern day SEO can be integrated, you know, SEO digital marketer. But again, how do you find this person? And what skills must they have? So the five must have SEO skills. Get your pen and pad because you want to write this down. And then I'll get into them to discuss them a little bit. But to do SEO, you must have your, of course, social media skills, okay? You must know social media. You must understand it inside and out. Link building, okay? Link building, we're going to jump into it. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. So on a technical end, content marketing, usability. And let's start with technical SEO, okay? So a lot of people don't really, and I think this is the biggest challenge in companies looking and understanding that they need SEO because they need to be visible online. They need to make sure they're not being penalized by the search engine and their company is showing high at the top or on that first page at the very least. So SEO is about making websites better at both the page and server level in a structured way to enhance the changes and the chances of actually being found on search engines with the goal of generating traffic and conversion. So you want to make sure that when you sit with your, you know, the company that you decide to hire or the person that you decide to hire to do your SEO, that the goals are for you to make sure that your website is operational on both the page, the on-site format, and the background, where on the server side as well as, you know, you're getting traffic. You want to convert people who come to your site and convert them into customers. So that's the goal. That's the overall goal for SEO. I call it a cheaper way of marketing because you're kind of just paying one flat fee and you're just, it's constant. This is not something that stops. This is constant. So yes, knowing on-page optimization, you'll hear some optimizers, we're going to call them optimizers, talk about title tags, alt tags, H1, copy optimization. So this is helpful, of course, but a little critical to understand, a little crazy and deep, you know, if you're not a techie, but that's the code side of the SEO. So you want to make sure that you have someone that understands code. This way, if they're well-versed in code, then they can actually, they'll understand what needs to be done. So hiring just anyone to be SEO, you know, without that code background. So that's like number one, you want to make sure they have that code, they're well-versed in code. Because if they're not, depending on what type of website you're dealing with and all the wonderful changes that happen every day in the internet world, you can run into some battles, okay? So make sure that's the top of your list, that they're well-versed in code, or someone on their team is, including server-side settings, sitemaps, server response codes, rewrites, and a whole list of them, okay? So understanding that is going to definitely be the core of getting started with you know, the server level optimization, which makes, you know, everything else kind of move and run. Next, we have social media marketing. Okay. So a lot of people say, hey, we don't do social media when it comes down to the SEO portion, but it's very, very important. So your SEO person shouldn't be limited to maintaining accounts for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and, you know, the main accounts, LinkedIn, that people use to drive traffic from social sites, because this is a core part of your SEO. Because there, I'm not going to jump into the details of it, but it's a lot more when it comes down to your SEO, traffic generating exercises that can help you develop a well-rounded SEO includes, like, you want to make sure that they can do acquisition strategies, working on building of your Twitter followers, optimizing your videos on YouTube. So all of these things are key components when it comes down to doing your social media and integrating that with the SEO project. So today we want to, you know, make the main focus of having SEO or getting it done is to increase traffic. So right now, it kind of plays hand in hand, and I say social media as well. So some people will say social media has nothing to do with SEO, but from the way that we structure our packages, the way that we structure our work, we've seen a synergy between SEO and social media, and the integration is only kind of getting it's getting bigger. What's happening is, you know, people are coming to your social media site, and then they're kind of Googling you. They want to learn about who they're working with or who they're purchasing from. So they want to kind of see who you are and, you know, look at the overall picture. So having a consistent social media marketing plan in place as well is very, very important. Okay. So again, we started with the technical SEO component. They should also have that social media component. And next is link building. Okay, you want to have someone who can build links for you. This was not a big thing in the beginning of SEO and building out strategies for digital marketing, but it really is now. It's increased. So now we have traditional, legitimate ways of building links, like good old-fashioned directories. So, you know, before it was kind of like coding and programming in the back, but now it's kind of, you know, we took it back a level, and it's more, you know, making sure that your company is listed in directories, association sites, PR sites, anything that's credible. So these links are also permanent links with a what we call a longer shelf life than, say, like some of the temporary links that you can get just posting on social media. So, you know, you want to look at things like content syndication, blog posts, Twitter posts, bookmarking. So these are things that you want to happen when you're getting your SEO done as well. The other side is internal link optimization. So not just your own properties, your own content that's on your site on social media platforms, but, you know, linking your social media pages to your actual website is super important. Creating new content with internal links, internal search media, so that people can, you know, kind of click on it and be guided back to you in another way. Rather, you know, they click on your website and end up at Pinterest, but your Pinterest page. So internal link optimization, kind of a low-hanging fruit if you want to something, but you should definitely go after. My thing personally is to go after every opportunity when it comes down to search engine optimization to make sure that you're not missing anything. So, you know, link building. So again, you know, link building can be a whole nother monster to tackle, but you want to make sure that your SEO person, your optimizer, have that skill set as well. Next is UX. Is, you know, a lot of people see it written as UX or usability and information architecture, we like to call it. So SEOs should value the importance of the usability of the site, okay? This implies how your objects are placed on your page. So if the information you provide on your site is useful and the users of your site, you know, can easily navigate, then they're more likely to hang around, visit other pages, and make a purchase of some sort or contact you. So learning about information architecture is a critical portion of SEO. So if you have someone who's doing your SEO and they understand the importance of usability or information architecture, that's something that you know, it's something that you want to look for. You want to definitely bring those things up. And again, some of the lingo may be different for some of the other SEO specialists as norm. You know, we use a lot of acronyms in this field. So, you know, depending on what people want to, you know, how they want to put it, but it's, you know, you want your site to be user friendly. And this helps you to, so, you know, a lot of people look and say, okay, well, what is, how can I make it user friendly? So you want to make sure that the content on your site is organized. Decide on your folder structure. You know, a lot of times we're redoing the site or we're cleaning up a site that was built by someone else, and it's just everywhere. The structure is off. There's a lot of information in various places. There's no labels. So that's not a good site. And that's, you know, it takes time to fix those things. And, you know, again, this is something that a lot of companies are not familiar with when it comes down to looking for that SEO person, or the SEO person, the optimizer, won't even bring up these things to you. They'll just get to kind of cleaning things up on your behalf, but it's something you should definitely know. So you should make sure that they know how to label elements on your site, because that may not be the only person that's going to be working on your website. So you want to make sure things are neat, just as if you were running your office. Remember, your website is just your virtual office, right? So you want to make sure things are neat and in order. You know, this way the SEO is not making any mistakes, especially when it comes down to the keyword approach, okay, for the information architecture. This is a big portion. Again, that's a whole other video. I'm not going to get into it. But we want to make sure that the website is, the usability is at an all-time high, because it, you know, you don't want people running away because it's too complicated to use. And, you know, visitors drop because they don't get it, or it's complicated, or it's frustrating, or it's just boring, you know. So you want to make sure all these things are in place to make sure that you have a good website, okay? So now I'm going to just kind of backtrack. We talked about the technical side of SEO. We talked about the social media marketing portion, the link building portion, the usability and information architecture. Now you want to make sure they also have content marketing skills, okay? Content marketing. What is content marketing? So content is really what engages your users, okay? So it goes back to the architecture. Those things can be in place, but the content is what makes the visitor stay. Okay, so this creates the I call it the funnel, not technically the funnel, but yeah, I call it the funnel. Like I said, we kind of make up our own things. So with the funnel, with that, you want to kind of have them read this, but click on this and go to the next thing. So technically it is a funnel. So you want to make sure that your SEO optimizer has that skill to be able to create those workflows for you. Content marketing can be divided into two main tasks. So you have your content creator and your content distributor. So I love this portion of this talk right here, this podcast, because one of the things is content creation and content distribution. Now, this kind of takes me to where I think people are struggling the most when it comes down to SEO or hiring someone for SEO, because one of the big things is, can this person code? Are they good writers? Are they good designers? And are they organized? So these are things, these are the key factors in, you know, making sure that you have the right person or the right team. It's one of the reasons why I suggest not hiring one person. Just imagine if you have one person just doing just some of the things, and I'm not done, but some of the things that I've already talked about, you can really burn them out quickly. So it's important that, you know, you find a group of people to handle these tasks for you. You know, a lot of people think that SEO can be cheap because they'll see online the 99, I call it the 99-cent guys, but the $99 guys who say, hey, we can get this done for you. We'll get you number one in 2 days. And that's just not realistic. That's not organic. And no, it's just not realistic. It's not a process in which you think can happen. So, you know, do they, can they? Maybe, I don't know, but it's not realistic at all. And don't put your business at risk, in that manner. Okay. SEO need to be, your SEO person needs to be well-versed with both pieces of content marketing strategy, and content creation. So you got to make sure, you know, they have everything that you need, in order to succeed now, or if not that they have a team. So, I'm going to jump off topic and talk a little bit about my company and how we offer SEO. And basically, I manage all projects, but I also do some SEO myself. So I'm pretty hands-on, but I do have a team. I have actually, depending on the customer, we build them a team of a project manager, a content creator, content distributor, the technical person, which programmer, who would, you know, handle the back end of the website. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not a one-man army type of job. I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm sure it can. There is a lot of tools out here today. But if you're a company and you want to see organic growth and, you know, people who are sitting, like, really creating content that makes sense and is worth your while, we've come across situation when there's, like, a lot of excitement to the company to, you know, to kind of get started on this, and then they don't see any results. So you don't want to stuff keywords, and that's, I'm going to do a whole segment on that because I see a lot of it happening. So my position in my company is more or less project manager. The great part about working with My Biz Consulting, and this is my shameless plug, is that you'll only work with one project manager, and not just myself. We do have other project managers, but at actually dealing with the one person, you know, we become the gatekeeper for your company when it comes down to your online presence. So we work hand in hand with our customers to make sure that we understand what the message that they're trying to put out there when it comes down to their brand. And we try to, we do our best to tackle that and make sure that we're meeting those goals. We provide reports weekly on activities and monthly on results. So again, what are you getting? What are you paying for? And what's the status? Where are we with that? You know, which is one of the big questions I ask. Where are we with that? And that kind of helps you to understand, you know, the process and how it goes. Again, you want to make sure they have basic keyword research skills, gaps in content. You want to make sure that finding content is not a problem. Rather, they're creating content or, you know, researching and posting content for you on your behalf in reference to your business or your niche. And, of course, distribution. Oh, how are they distributing the content? Is it going out via blog? Are they providing you with active links so you can see these results? The industry of SEO has matured, and the online marketing for has become like SEO crazy. Everybody knows that right now you need SEO in order to succeed online. So even back when Facebook had the drop and, you know, people were like, oh my goodness, this is not happening. What's going on? You know, they really didn't know what to do. So, you know, those people who are getting SEO didn't skip a beat because they, you know, everything was still moving for them. And that's why it's important to have SEO running in some form or fashion for your website or your business. So Of course, you guys, if you have any questions, I am live on the line. It's 11/24/2021. The current time is 12:55 p.m. the afternoon. I am broadcasting live from Pennsylvania. You can call in 914-205-5389. Again, 914-205-5389. Lastly, I want to talk a bit about how we structure it. I'm going to say my company, we specialize in SEO, and I'm going to say organically. We do, it's a lot of work that goes into it, and I'm going to just kind of go through some of the things we do in the first month with our for our customers, so that you can understand some of the work that has to go into it. Because one of the things I find, you know, is customers get a little agitated or frustrated when it comes down to time. You know, how long is it going to take? You know, when will I see results? So, you know, some people, so good SEO can't be done overnight. Like, this is not an overnight thing. It takes time, okay? It's like, I'm going to jump into the process, but many of our customers start to see some momentum within 3 to 4 months, okay? This is not an overnight process, you know, and I can't stress that enough. If I have customers, I did have a customer at one point who kind of wanted to see overnight results, and it, which only means that they didn't listen to anything I said, because this is all in writing when it comes down to my company. We put it out there constantly that this is not an overnight thing. If you're looking to get, you know, boosted up on any of the sites, then, you know, you come to the wrong place. So, and you really don't want to deal with those kind of companies, because it's not good on your business, okay? Because it's all about momentum and really consistency. So I would say about 82% of small business clients can reach their first page of Google or any other of the search engines after about, I'd say 4 to 6 months if the right conditions are met. So depending on the company, depending on your niche, depending on your area, how many businesses are just like yours, you know, so it really takes time. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of specifics that goes into digital marketing and SEO. So a lot of people say, hey, well, you know, what are your tactics? And my personal tactics is I kind of start with keyword optimization, just to make sure that, you know, your site is ranking where it needs to be, that you and I communicate and you tell me, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. You may not understand how keywords or keyword strings are created, so I'm not looking for your expertise, but I do just kind of want you to talk English to me and say, hey, I want this to happen. Here are things that my company really concentrates. And these are, you know, I feel like people may look us up under this or this way or that way. So it's really important that you take that into consideration. No, we're not looking for you to be an expert, but I do share and try to make sure what I do transparent. So it takes a lot to rank well for a keyword. You know, it's not just, you know, choosing a word. We do a lot of research to find the best keywords to fit your actual niche, to fit your business. So it's very important that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. Again, it's not something that we can just pull out the air and be like, hey, this is the best keyword. We're going to run with this. If that particular keyword that we chose is not performing well, we will change it. We will have to change those keywords. And it's you know, like I said, it is a process. Consistency is key, and you want to always watch what you're doing and how you're doing it, okay? The next thing I would say would be website optimization. So my team, we actually perform a full cleanup and upgrades of the website, goals, and the user experience. So as I kind of explained some of these things to you a few minutes ago when we talked about user experience, the usability, and the codes. So we want to make sure that your codes are up to date. A lot of times what I'm running into right now when it comes down to doing websites for clients is simply that the codes are a little older, especially on WordPress. So it's important that you have your website managed as well. So we'll find ourselves also stepping into the management role of the company so we can manage the website and keep everything up to date, therefore not running into any issues or penalties when we start to actually push the SEO out. So keyword optimization, website optimization, these are the first two things that I get started with. The next is business profile development. So a lot of companies, what I find is they don't have enough business profiles set up. So to make sure Google and prospective customers know that the business is active, what we do is we create and maintain up-to-date profiles on trusted online business directories. This, again, there's thousands of them, okay? we do our best to get you on all possible. Anything that matches your niche, we try to get you on there because this is an important part of the SEO process, okay? Next, we go through what we call link portfolio development. That's when we get the word out about the business. We help do this by creating a diverse portfolio of links, okay? Links to the website, and we place them strategically in locations all over the internet on popular industry sites. So popular industry sites meaning to your niche, which were our news sites, blog sites, articles, all types of stuff. So we have access to a lot of different, you know, when it comes down to sites where we are able to post. Again, we've been around, our company's been around for 11 years. The team that I work with has been around maybe probably a lot longer, and they're pretty versed and experienced. So we do have some awesome experts on our team who are able to, you know, who've already built relationships and we're able to move around. Okay, so with that being said, a lot of people kind of wonder, hey, will someone different be on my site all the time? More than likely, no. For the most part, we here at MyBiz Consulting have a firm team. Our team has been together for over 5 years, and we've been pretty consistent with the same people. I don't bring in new contractors and all of those type of things. It just doesn't make sense. I have a great team, a great working communication with them, and we work well together. So as I lead the projects, work gets done. We use project management softwares to communicate everything that's going on. We always know. I can always take a look at notes. We do a lot of notes. We do completion times. We do deadlines. This is a real company that really gets busy to make sure that you can properly have your results that you're getting, because consistency is key when it comes down to SEO. So we talked about keyword optimization, website optimization, business portfolio development, link portfolio development, and next, custom content creation. So the glue in SEO, you know, aside from the back end work, is the content. Okay, so what we do, we have a whole team that creates content, and our content creation team creates and posts high quality content that will keep the website fresh and up, you know, up to date. And for the rankings, okay? And it's a whole nother strategy that goes into this content, because content also needs to be labeled properly, needs to be named properly. Alt tags need to go in. So this is not just, you know, a posting thing. And this is, you know, I often hear people tell me, you know, that have businesses tell me that their niece or nephew or some kid or, you know, somebody's doing it and they don't really have the expertise needed to do this job. And unfortunately, their performance ratings are not going to be that high. I mean, it is what it is. If you're happy with what you have, we get it. Hey, that's it. But if you're looking to get organic results, reports in a professional way, you definitely want to go with the agency. The cool thing about our agency is we only take a certain amount of customers per year. So we like to make sure that we have enough staff, of course, to cover, and you get the attention that you deserve, the quality time and attention that you deserve on your particular project. So that's important to me as a business owner, and it's something to think about when you're hiring a company to handle your digital marketing or SEO projects, okay? Next, we do, you know, speaking of reporting, service and performance reporting. Okay, so we provide reports that show our customers at a glance how your campaign is performing, as well as an in-depth review of all the work that we've done on your behalf. So I say transparency and consistency. These are my keywords that I use constantly when it comes down to my business, because consistency is key. You can't have a company work on your SEO and you don't hear from them or get any reports from them. And no, we're not a business that needs to talk to you every day. In the beginning, yes, we do spend a lot of time in that first week or so just getting access to everything, you know, kind of getting acclimated with your systems. But once we get past that, then it's all about the reporting. The communications are really through the reports. You can you want reports that you actually understand. And it took me a while to kind of put myself in the hot seat and say, you know, my customer has no idea what these numbers mean. And, you know, being able to create reports that made sense to the customer, that they can read and understand where they are, you know, and how their campaign is actually performing. So that's important. So our goal is to help businesses succeed online. And it's just that simple. That's my pitch. That's my goal. We want to help businesses actually be successful online and not worry as much about a price point. As, you know, a lot of companies do, they say, hey, I don't have money for this, and they put the SEO, which is your marketing, on the back burner, and it really doesn't make sense. As, you know, this is an important factor. You want to get traffic, you want to collect data, you want to get results. One of the things, you know, it's a part of what I implemented in our systems is to make sure that there's contact, you know, a contact page where you can actually get your contacts. People come out and they reach. These are leads. If you're not collecting leads on your website, then your website's not functional. It's just not. How is it working for you? And that's one of the things, you know, that we kind of concentrate in, that you're actually getting leads and your leads are active leads, and you have someone who can take those leads and contact them for you, or you're contacting them with leads right away because you don't want to miss opportunities. So in order to make sure all of this is happening, my particular job is to actively monitor every SEO campaign to identify any areas of improvement. So again, like I said, my project managers and myself, we're all hands on. There's nothing that we overlook. We're very involved in our projects. Again, we don't take on more than we can chew. So we keep our team at a max and our clients at a min. We keep things at a really balanced rate so we can make sure that we're providing satisfaction. We also do monthly consultations with our clients every now and again. Some clients could care less. And some clients definitely have questions and they want to talk and understand a little bit or review each campaign just to see where their goals are. But again, we've made our reporting so simple, easy to understand, and we write everything out for you so that it's not as, you know, hard to read or hard to understand. Next, I want to talk about another. I'm just going to go through some popular questions that are coming through. So someone says, does SEO work for every type of business? My answer is yes. Okay. As long as a business offers a valuable product or service, SEO can move your website higher in the rankings and, you know, you can drive more sales. So no matter what type of business you have, you know, you can get SEO. All right. I see I have a visitor on my site who wants to know the difference between local SEO and national SEO. Okay. This is a fun question, and I try to make sure this is answered across the board all the time because it's important that people understand there is a difference, okay? So local SEO, and depending on the type of business that you have, that's how your strategy should be built out, in my opinion. Again, it really depends. I mean, I'm all about saving you money and making sure that you're getting the most out of what you're putting in. So local SEO targets local searches specifically. So when someone searches, you know, seafood in Philadelphia, this is, you know, that's local search optimization or, you know, local SEO, which means that your audience is in a few miles from your business location. So it's all about having that business location, and your online presence is meant to drive foot traffic to you, through your door, your establishment. So that's local SEO. And we do this using several methods, including we do geocentric keywords. And that when I say geocentric, that means keywords that are based on your area, you know, your geographic, okay? Producing locally relevant content that relates to your community, to where your business is, how to structure people to get to your business in some way, shape, or form. Building citations on local niches and directories. And these are some of the tactics that we use when it comes down to local SEO, okay? So, you know, if you're a local business and you're brick and mortar, you have a building or you operate out of a location, local SEO will be for you, okay? Then we have national SEO, which is location neutral, okay? Now, national SEO is, I would say, for it's more ideal for websites that just generate revenue exclusively online. So if your business is an online business, then national SEO is for you. So you're just looking to generate awareness through a wide range of audience, drive more sales to your website, drive more conversions. You can run a nationwide campaign or what we call an e-commerce campaign. And that would be perfect for your business because you are looking to get people to your website to make a purchase. And that's a different type of campaign. So, again, understanding SEO is key to hiring the right person for your company. Yes, I am for hire. I do have open slots. Actually, we have 10 open slots right now for customers, depending on the size of the customer that signs up with us. So if it's a larger project, that will take away some of the slots. So that's just how that works. But right now, as we stand, we have 10 openings. So each of you will have a project manager to run your campaign. You'll be in contact again with me because I am very active on each and every campaign. And yeah, so that's that part of the SEO. So let's see. Let's see. I'm getting questions and I want to answer the really good questions. Let's see. So, okay, so someone asks, how are keywords chosen? So the keywords we suggest are unique to every single business. So it's not like a big box of keywords that we have that we're going to use. They're based on extensive research that we do. So it takes us maybe a day, if not, you know. We do have tools. We have a lot of special tools that we use that are proprietary to our company that we decided to purchase and use within. We consider many factors when including your specific products or services, the industry, your location. We look at your competitors, and that all helps us to determine what keywords will be the most impactful for your business. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is a good question. So how does a client know that SEO is working for them? Well, we provide total transparency in the work that we do. I can't speak for all companies. Again, I get a lot of calls about, you know, people saying, hey, I'm spending X amount of dollars per month on my SEO, and I don't know what the heck they're doing. I'm not getting feedback. What can you do? And, you know, I'm not able to just jump in and fix, you know, make a miracle. We have to start from scratch. I can't pick up where they left off, especially not knowing who you're working with or, you know, what your contract is with them or, you know, what have you. So be mindful of that as well. Each client, we try to give them access to our personalized dashboard. A lot of people could care less and not sign it, but we do give you access to your dashboard that shows every single SEO action that we perform on both on page and off page. So anything on your website and off your website. So you don't have to wait for our reports. You can literally log into your dashboard and see what's going on in real time and print your own report specifically for just information that you want to generate as you, as a business owner, may have a meeting to go to and want to say, hey, we're, you know, a lot of times I find people who are going to into financial meetings to say, hey, well, we're paying this amount of money out to this SEO person or company. And, you know, I want to know what they're doing, what it looks like, what, you know, what is the performance at this time. So we allow our customers to track every action performed, as well as monitor the keyword movement and overall performance of their campaign. We also provide weekly and monthly updates to our SEO customers. So we review the campaign activity and performance, ensuring that their goals are being achieved. A lot of times our customers are going to see, either they're going to be overwhelmed with customers from their end or sales, and they'll know that the SEO is working. I haven't had a complaint yet for those who actually completed at least 3 months with us and really allowed their campaign to grow. Again, we do have some skeptics who start and they look to see results the following week, and unfortunately, it does not work like that. Let's see. I think I answered most of the questions, but I do want to just, like, in the first month, we do what we call a website audit. So in some cases, customers come to us and they don't even have a website. So we do build that website for them. So we do offer that as a service. We may build the website for you. Another thing to be mindful of, a lot of times, you want to make sure that your whoever's building your website, if you don't choose to go with us as your website developers, then you want to make sure that your website is SEO friendly. So we're able to add those components, or whoever you decide to go to is able to add those components to your website. So you want to make sure it's website, it's SEO friendly. So we do a global website audit. a page-specific audit, up to 10 pages, sometimes more, depending on the site size. We do keyword grouping, we do URL mapping, and of course these things are explained to our customers as we move forward. We don't get into the full details of every single step, but these things are happening. We make sure that we do a duplicate content check. So a lot of times I'll go on a website and, you know, depending on who's managing it, a lot of times, you know, smaller businesses do it on their own and there's duplicate content there, and we want to make sure that's not happening because that could cause some issues when you're trying to put your site out there to market it. We do a Google penalty check. So some people don't realize that your website is not showing at the top because there's a lot of things wrong with it. And, you know, Google will penalize you and move you to the bottom, okay? So we add web form conversion. So we kind of set up the tracking. And this is all in the first few days or weeks. And I'd say the first 4 weeks, this is what we're working on. We do add a review widget. And install that for review monitoring to make sure that, you know, reviews are coming through. A lot of times, you know, want to make sure that we're getting positive reviews, want to be able to monitor those things. Again, in our dashboard, you can see all of those things. We capture all this information for you so you don't have to kind of search around the internet trying to find out what's going on with your campaign, your website, or your marketing, okay? We also offer call tracking. So this allows you to see who's calling directly from your website and, you know, who pushed the button, call now button, and take a call. So we add that. We got web form conversion tracking, how many people are actually coming to your website and leaving a message there, conversion and event tracking. You tell us a goal or two that you may have, and we try to track that for you. And a reasonable amount, you know, like I said, we offer up to two goals. And you can say, I want to know how many women are coming to my site and are they looking at the site from a computer or from their phone or what have you. So we try to make sure that we have these things available for you. And then some of the most common things people hear of, I cannot talk anymore. So title and meta tags, we have to update all of those. Image, hyperlinks, headings, tag, and internal link optimizations needs to be updated. Robots and text optimization needs to be taken care of. Adding snippets and rich snippets and local business information. So we call that the schema, which is your phone, address, business name, opening hours. You want to make sure this information is 100% on point across the internet, period. So no matter where your customer's coming from, they can find your business. We do what we call a map schema, making sure all of that information is just everywhere. It's just all correct. We check out your image and logos to make sure everything, someone clicks on it. If it appears on Google and someone clicks on it, it leads back to your website, okay? Super important. I hope you guys are learning something from this. As I am running out of time, review schema, your facts. A lot of companies are leaving out the facts. Here's a few facts. I read through some of my facts and answered some of the questions. You know, frequently asked questions are very important to have on there so you can avoid calls coming in that are nonsensical, that just doesn't make sense. You can put this information on your website or on your blog or wherever you post information. So also a key thing that I like to include, which is free for you to go set up, is your Google My Business listing. A lot of people aren't claiming their listings. It's a free opportunity to market. So a lot of our customers, now we optimize that to the fullest. Like we do a lot of work on your Google My Business. We claim it and set it up for you. No additional charge. This is part of our SEO. We optimize it by adding images, videos, hours of operation. We make sure everything is good. We submit you for your GPS listings, so people can find you using Google Maps or Waze or whatever they're going to look for you on their phone or what have you. They're going to be able to find you easily because we're going to make sure all those things are updated. We do a custom Google My Business description. We know how crazy and insane that can be to get everything, you know, to kind of match up. So we actually do that for you. And then the Google My Business website, and that we try to make sure that it's linked to your site. So again, all traffic leads back to you. Okay. Now with 5 minutes left, of course, if anyone have any questions, feel free to give us a call. I'm still live, 914-205-5389. Today is November 24th, and the time is 1:25. Before I get out of here, I want to make sure you guys know that, again, we do have openings to take on new customers. So, you know, if you're still struggling to hire someone for your SEO, you know, we can, My Biz Consulting, like I said, we are a small family-owned and operated agency, and we can take you on as a customer. A lot of companies are a little worried about paying 1099 or paying a W-2, however they want to do it. Either way is fine for us, and that can be discussed on the other side. But having SEO is important, and now time is of the essence. Getting the right SEO person in place or team in place so that you can successfully market your business online. Last tip, if you decide that you're going to go ahead and get started on some kind of marketing for your business and you do not have that SEO done and you've never had your SEO done and you're just going to kind of start doing ads and you're not getting results from your ads, think more about getting at least spending, I would say, 3 to 6 months on getting SEO done first to create your online presence, then tackling ads rather via Facebook or Instagram or what have you. So this way, things start to make sense. Again, you can hit me up at 914-205-5389 if you have any questions. That's my number live on air. If you want to contact our office, we can be reached at 215-443-1076. Again, that's 215-443-1076. Or you can check us out online at My Biz Consulting. That's MYBIZ consulting.net. We do a free 20-minute consultation with anyone who's interested in learning more. We also provide a website audit for some clients, depending on your status, and we can discuss that during the consultation to see if you qualify for a free website audit, where we'll break down exactly what you need and, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses of your website and where you can go from there. So, again, if you are interested in learning more, getting some pricing, getting a strategy completed, give us a call, and I'll be more than happy to go over that with you to see how we can help make your business successful online. With all that's going on with the changes of Facebook now, which is Meta. Make sure if you're not familiar with Meta that you go onto our website at mybizconsulting.net and check out our newsletter section where you can kind of get caught up on all the latest Google and Meta technology updates that are going on in this wonderful world of internet as we know it. Okay. So we are My Biz Consulting. I am Jamila Lowry. I am the owner of My Biz Consulting, and we are broadcasting live on In the Streets Radio. You can check us out occasionally. I try to jump on and share information, answer questions, help you guys out. If you have any topics you would like me to cover, any information that you're interested in learning about, please feel free to reach out to me. Again, I can be reached directly at 215-443-1076. And I look forward to helping you guys pick the right hire for your SEO strategies. Best business for all of you guys. Happy holiday. Have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend.
You are now listening to In the Streets Radio.
with the one and only My Biz Consulting, Jamila Lowry. Have a great, great holiday. Enjoy, guys.